This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We will stipulate here that there are sharp differences between the American and Chinese economies and between the way the two countries have and are handling the pandemic. But more than 6 months after the virus brought China and its economy to a standstill, it is on its way back. Beijing reported today third quarter gross domestic product grew at a rate of 4.9%, third quarters July through September. That is thanks to exports and the country's consumers. But as Marketplace's Jennifer Pak reports now from Shanghai, it is not clear how much more Chinese consumers can do.
Retail sales bounced back for the first time this year in August and then rose again by 3.3% in September. But for Chinese consumers to keep spending more, they'll need help. China's official unemployment rate dropped to 5.4% from the usual 6. But some experts say this figure doesn't factor in millions of workers from the countryside who are jobless in the cities, and many more people went for months on half wages or with no pay at all. Unlike the U.S. government, China's Communist Party is not handing out cash to workers, so many dug into their savings to survive. The fourth quarter started off with a week-long holiday. People spent $70 billion on travel, 70% of what they spent last year. Still, there is a lot of excitement about China's recovery. It's on track to be the only major economy to grow this year. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.